On Sunday afternoon slash evening, there was a brilliant night of UFC. UFC 130 coming to Merseyside for the first time at the Echo Arena. And of course, it was headlined by Darren Till, who was the world ranked number 8, but he shocked the number one contender, Stephen Thompson, by unanimous decision. And one person who was watching this was Jade Morris from Yahoo Sports. Good afternoon, Jade.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well, thanks. Great to have you on. Now, this was a real big stage for Darren Till, a huge step up for him in terms of class as well. And he certainly delivered in front of his home crowd.
You know, it was absolutely electric. I don't know if it actually came across on the telly just how loud it was, but in the arena, it was deafening. And especially with the walkout song that he chose as well, because he'd been saying all week to press, you know, wait till you see my walkout song. And he said it'd get the crowd going, and he was absolutely right. I mean, you couldn't match that atmosphere. You couldn't even hear Bruce Buffer because it was that loud in there. So it was definitely a great night of fights in Liverpool.
Certainly was. In terms of the crowd, we've had some huge boxing events there, some huge gigs, other sporting events there as well. I don't think anything I've seen has quite matched that.
No, absolutely. I actually spoke to a few of the UFC guys after to say, you know, is that one of the loudest crowds you've heard? And they all said it's definitely within the top three of the loudest that they've heard. So, you know, Liverpool fans should definitely be proud, Liverpool Fight fans, because, yeah, it was absolutely deafening in there. And, you know, they were so supportive of their own. And also, you know, just, yeah, when Till walked out, it was just unmatchable. So it was a very good night for sports.
It was a bit of a gamble at UFC coming here, to be fair, because they could have sold more tickets elsewhere. But certainly they've helped increase the profile of UFC on Merseyside, which is only going to be a good thing for the sport going forward. Now, let's talk about Darren Till, though, because, well, first of all, he missed weight and that put the fight in doubt at one point.
Yeah, it was. We were a bit worried, to be honest. We were obviously there in press waiting for him to come out, and then obviously it hit 11 o'clock and he still wasn't there, so we were a bit worried about what was going to happen. Obviously, we were then informed by the UFC that he had had a family emergency, so he obviously had that extra hour to cut weight. He actually came in, I think it was about 20 minutes or so, I think it was, something like that, that he came in afterwards to weigh in, and obviously he weighed over by 3.5 pounds, so he had to obviously give up some of his purse to Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. But he had, what we found worrying as well is obviously the other agreement to it is he had to come in the next day weighing a certain weight. So in effect, it was going through a second weight cut on the day of the fight. So, you know, a lot of people in press were worrying about, or more wondering how that would affect his performance. Dana White, I think he mentioned it as well in terms of whether he'd start feeling it in the later rounds. But he seemed to be absolutely fine going through the fight. So, yeah, it was a bit of a worrying situation at the time, but he pulled through in the end.
He certainly did. Let's talk about the fight then. Not the most explosive until maybe round three, but he dominated the ring, and that's quite admirable.
Do you know, it's funny because it went exactly the way I thought it would. It was such a technical fight. I mean, you've got karate versus Muay Thai, so it was really fascinating to watch. And if you saw Wonderboy's leg afterwards, it was absolutely in bits because, you know, Darren is such a heavy kicker as well. So watching the rounds, it was incredibly evenly matched, I will be honest. And even at the end, when Dana White came out for the press conference, he admitted he wasn't actually sure who would win because it was that evenly matched. I mean, I think they pretty much had near enough the same amount of strikes. I think Till was just over. But obviously it was very back and forth the whole way. So it was definitely an exciting fight to watch.
It certainly was. See, he won by unanimous decision in the end. Did you think that was the right call?
I'll be honest, I actually thought it was going to be a split decision, to be fair. I think I know quite a few people took to Twitter saying they thought Darren had won. Some people had thought Wonderboy had won. So because it was so split, that's why I assumed it would be a split decision. So, yeah, there was a bit of controversy regarding the judges and the way they'd scored it. But that's what I thought it genuinely was going to be. I thought it was going to be a split decision. And then, like say, when we asked Dana, he said he had absolutely no idea which way it was going to go. But Darren Till was the aggressor. So I think that's why maybe it was edged towards him.
He did manage to get Wonderboy on the floor in the fifth round with a few tasty punches that he managed to land. And in the end, he did seem to land the more telling blows.
Definitely. I think Wonderboy seemed a lot more physically hurt than Till. So I think that's definitely one of the reasons that it did end up going to Till. But it was so evenly matched, and it was such a strategic fight that it was just fascinating to watch. I know for some of the fans it might not have been as exciting because it wasn't, you know, it wasn't so much a brawl. It was really technical, and I think Wonderboy was getting quite irritated because I think he did expect Till to kind of come out in that way, and Till wasn't. And he said in the post-fight conference he was deliberately trying to be very smart and calculated. And, you know, he did very well actually to miss a lot of those kicks because you could see Wonderboy gearing up to get a lot of those kicks in, and he just kept missing. And I think he was trying to rely on that almost. He was looking for that, especially towards the end as he was getting a bit more desperate. He kind of was looking for that head kick knockout. But, you know, Till kind of did very well to weather the storm in that way.
He certainly did. You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time with Matt Jones, and I'm speaking to Jabe Morris about the big UFC night that we had in Liverpool at the weekend. The question next is, what is next for Darren Till?
Do you know, we were discussing this afterwards, and I kind of would like to see him face Robbie Lawler next. I know he's injured coming off his loss to Rafael Dos Anjos, but if he is coming back, I think that is the fight I'd like to see, and that will certainly be a brawl. Thing is, it's such a deep division that, you know, there's so many exciting fights that you could make, but I think that is the fight I personally would like to see, is him versus Robbie Lawler, and I think that would be an absolute brawl.
Now, there was another Scouser on the undercard as well, and that was, of course, our very own Molly Meatball McCann. She was facing Gillian Robertson. Molly missing weight as well.
Yeah, do you know, that was a weird one as well, because when she weighed in, I think she was actually quite surprised that she'd missed it, because she was backstage and she said that she'd weighed in on those scales at the correct weight. And then obviously she came out to weigh in again. So Dan Hardy even came out to kind of check his weight on the scales as well. So yeah, that was a bit of a mess as well, really. So we were worrying about how that was going to go. And she did have an hour to make the weight. So yeah, it was a bit of a stressful day regarding the weigh-ins, to be honest, for the Scousers. But yeah, luckily the fight went ahead anyway, which was good to see for both fighters.
Yeah, and it was her debut on the UFC, unfortunately not going her way.
Yeah, do you know, it was such a shame to see. I mean, the crowd as well for Molly, it was incredible. I mean, she came out to another great soundtrack, which was the Scouse DJ, and everybody was in full support of her. But yeah, it was just such a shame to see. But you know, she was true to her word. You know, she didn't tap out, and she, you know, she stayed in that right to the very end. So, you know, that was a great fight. She was definitely dominating the fight from the start, but obviously towards the end, Gillian Robertson's takedowns just proved to be a bit too much.
They did. Where can she go from here then?
Do you know, I've been thinking about it. So in terms of Molly, do you know what? I wouldn't mind seeing her against someone like maybe Beck Rawlins even, or maybe like Montana De La Rosa, someone like that. So they've got kind of similar sort of... like, you know, they've had about 7 or 8 fights, I think, in the UFC. So I think maybe someone like that. But yeah, it was just such a shame to see, because obviously towards the end of the first round, you could see that Gillian, she nearly actually got the rear naked choke in the end of the first round. Obviously, she then got it in the second round. And there's been quite a lot of debate with that fight as well, in terms of was that fight stopped too late, which it absolutely was. I think it was a good 5 seconds over that the ref jumped in. So, yeah, it wasn't great to see that at the end, really.
Yeah, some controversy over that. Jade, it's been great to speak to you. Just finally, how big a success then was UFC in Liverpool? And do you think we'll see it back here in the near future?
Do you know, it was such a success. I think the UFC were very surprised by just how loud the Liverpool crowd can be. Dana said afterwards in the press conference that they will definitely be coming back to Liverpool. And I know Darren Till said, you know, next he wants to do a pay-per-view at Anfield. So will we see that in the future? Who knows? Hopefully we will.